This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with the acting president of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, in New Delhi today. Ms. Rodriguez arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a five-day visit to India. She is accompanied by a delegation comprising the ministers of Foreign Affairs, Economy and Finance, Science and Technology, Communication and Information, and Transportation. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, India and Venezuela enjoy warm and friendly relations underpinned by cooperation in the energy sector, trade, and shared commitment to the Global South. It said the visit is expected to further strengthen bilateral ties and deepen engagement between the two countries across diverse sectors. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair 73rd plenary session of Northeastern Council in Shillong, Meghalaya today. Ministry of Development of Northeast Region said that the session will discuss and deliberate on progress made by the CM high-level task forces constituted for critical sectors of regional development. During the session, presentations will be made on tourism, agriculture and horticulture, investment promotion, self-reliance in milk, eggs, fish and meat, sports promotion, economic corridor development, infrastructure and connectivity, and handloom and handicraft. The deliberations are expected to facilitate coordinated action among states and stakeholders for achieving shared developmental goals. In Bihar, three people lost their lives and several others sustained injuries after a massive fire broke out at a private hospital located under the jurisdiction of Brahmapura Police Station in Muzaffarpur last night. Muzaffarpur District Magistrate Subrat Kumar Sen confirmed the deaths and stated that a number of patients remain in critical condition. They have been shifted to other hospitals for treatment as authorities continue to monitor the situation. According to the hospital administration, the blaze originated in the ICU due to an alleged short circuit. The inaugural edition of the World Yogasan Sports Championship is set to kick off this evening at Trans Stadia in Ahmedabad, Gujarat, marking a historic milestone on the global sporting roadmap. Prime Minister Modi will virtually join the mega event in the evening to share his best wishes as yoga enthusiasts and athletes from across the globe gather for the competition. We have a report from our correspondent.
The five-day event will witness participation from over 400 participants from 60 countries, including the United States. Organized under the aegis of World Yogasana and hosted by Yogasan Bharat, this milestone event aims to pave the way for the inclusion of yoga in multi-sports event globally, along with spreading awareness about yoga and wellness globally. Competitors will participate in seven official Yogasan categories, including artistic and rhythmic yoga divisions, where they will be assessed on strength, flexibility, balance, endurance and precision under global standardized judging criteria. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio told lawmakers that the United States and India are only weeks away from concluding a long-awaited trade agreement. Responding to questions about his recent visit to India during a House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing last night, Mr. Rubio said Washington and New Delhi are nearing completion of the pact. Five countries, including Austria, Kyrgyzstan, Portugal, Trinidad and Tobago, and Zimbabwe, have been elected as non-permanent members of the UN Security Council for a two-year term. They will assume their seats on 1st of January 2027 and serve until 31st of December 2028. The newly elected members will replace the outgoing non-permanent members, Denmark, Greece, Pakistan, Panama, and Somalia. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange alert for heavy rainfall in Keralam and Mahe today. Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Rajasthan, Telangana and Vidarbha are likely to witness thunder squalls today, while a dust storm is expected in parts of West Rajasthan. In football, hosts India have booked their place in the final of the SAFF Women's Championship after defeating Bhutan 1-0 in the semi-final at Madgaon in Goa yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.